The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And so in the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear people complaining about, say, hey, we're doing all the things we're supposed to be doing. You know, we're fasting, you know, we're doing work, days of penance, but it doesn't seem as if God is listening to us at all. And the response that God gives through the prophet Isaiah is that, well, you know, you're fasting and you're putting on ashes, but you're ignoring the law of God the rest of the time. So, you know, you may be going through the motions of religious observance, but you're still cheating people and oppressing people and disobeying a good many of the commandments. And there are people like this. And some of them are the people we see when we look in the mirror, who, you know, they go to church on Sunday and everything's fine, but the rest of the week, boom, they do whatever in the heck they want. And what the prophet is challenging the people to is to obey the entirety of the law, particularly in this case, how you treat other people. So don't oppress people, don't steal from them, but beyond that, not just don't treat people poorly, but treat them as you would a brother or sister in Christ. You know, Isaiah didn't say that because Christ wasn't on earth yet, but yeah, you get the point. That's what we have to see, even the Old Testament, through the lens of the gospel of Christ. And so, reach out to other people who are in need. Set free the oppressed, break every yoke, share your bread with the hungry, etc., etc. And live the gospel consistently, not just on Sunday, but on Monday through Saturday too, and not just during the time of Lent, but the rest of the year as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.